Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for December 3rd to the 9th, 2011. An Israeli escalation of attacks against the Gaza Strip leaves a number of Palestinians dead and injured. Meanwhile, efforts to end Palestinian division continues. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Five civilians were injured, one critically, and two arrested as Israeli soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to suppress anti-war protests at a number of West Bank communities on Friday. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura with the story.
In central West Bank, villagers of Annabi Saleh, Bil'in and Na'lin protested the wall along with their international and Israeli supporters. Three were injured, one of them arrested, when Israeli soldiers attacked the villagers of Annabi Saleh and their international and Israeli supporters. Today, the village marked the second anniversary of the weekly protest against the Israeli wall and settlements being built on lands owned by local farmers. Among those three injured were Mustafa Al-Tamimi, 27, who was shot in the head by a tear gas bomb. Troops arrested him and moved him to a military hospital, witnesses reported. Meanwhile, at the village of Bil'in, a Palestinian cameraman was slightly injured, and many protesters suffered effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked the weekly anti-wall protest as soon as it reached the wall. In the nearby Na'lin village, troops also attacked the villagers and their Israeli and international supporters as soon as they got to the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In northern West Bank, villagers of Kfar Kadum, along with their international supporters, marched against the army closure of the road leading in and out of the village since 10 years and the construction of the wall on their lands. Troops fired tear gas at protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also on Friday, two Palestinians were arrested, another two slightly wounded, when Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly anti-wall protest at the village of Al-Masra in southern West Bank. Troops used rifle butts and batons to attack the weekly anti-wall protest at the village entrance. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
The Palestinian Authority is still determined to pursue full UN membership as Hamas and Fatah are very close to end division. The details are in the following report. Hamas and Fatah met in the Gaza Strip in order to sort out the final stages of the reconciliation process signed in Cairo 2 weeks ago. The two parties are to resolve the latest issues regarding the Palestinian National Unity Government and the presidential and parliamentary elections slated to be held in May 2012. Hamas has demanded that elections should be held in Jerusalem and that its members to be allowed to participate in the elections. The demand is expected to be rejected by Israel, who might get under pressure from the international community as it will be accused of obstructing the democratic process. In other news, representatives of the Palestinian Authority have announced that they will continue with their attempts to achieve recognition as a state by the United Nations, despite the Security Council's inability to reach a consensus on Palestinian statehood last month. Although the statehood bid was one vote short of the 9 votes necessary to pass the UN Security Council, the Palestinian Authority was able to get endorsements from 144 of the 192 countries in the United Nations General Assembly. The Palestinian bid for statehood was submitted to the United Nations Security Council in September and was sent to the new member committee of the UN Security Council. The statehood bid involved the recognition of Palestine as a state on the 1967 borders with Israel and East Jerusalem as its capital. In recent developments, around 6 homemade Qassam shells and Grad rockets hit open areas near Ashdod on Friday, following a deadly Israeli airstrike overnight on the Gaza Strip. In the meantime, Egypt blamed Israel for the latest escalation of Israeli attacks, which left a number of Palestinians dead and wounded. The Egyptian ambassador to Palestine, Yasser Othman, stated that Israel is behind the latest wave of violence and demanded Tel Aviv to stop its assaults so that Cairo can hold talks to regain calm in the region. He added that Egypt is heavily involved in the efforts to restore calm and that Israel needs to stop its military escalation in order for these efforts to succeed. On the other hand, the Israeli military held Hamas responsible for the death of a Palestinian father and the injury of 17 others, including 7 children, caused by the latest Israeli airstrike. A spokesperson of the Israeli army claimed that explosions took place after the army carried out an airstrike in Gaza City, adding that side explosions took place following the strike and attributed the explosions to the claim that Hamas and other armed groups stored weapons and explosives near the targeted area. This escalation comes shortly after a senior Hamas leader stated that the movement will adopt a nonviolent strategy to resist the Israeli occupation. Dr. Ahmed Youssef, a senior political leader of the Hamas movement, stated last week that the recent meeting between President Mahmoud Abbas and Hamas political bureau chief Khaled Mash'al set the vision of a unified strategy for the struggle against the occupation, adding that the movement is adopting nonviolent resistance as a strategy. Youssef said that adopting popular nonviolent resistance will open several gates in front of Hamas, and that nonviolent struggle will not give Israel the opportunity to keep striking the Gaza Strip. He added that, quote, "If the enemy decides to attack Gaza, we will defend ourselves," end quote. This week saw deadly airstrikes by the Israeli military in the Gaza Strip, and constant incursions by the Israeli army took place in the West Bank, whereby over 40 Palestinians, including several children, were detained over the week. I am EMC's William Gibson with the details.
Last weekend, the Israeli army arrested 3 Palestinian youth, all aged 15, as they were picking olive trees near the settlement of Eli, near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. On Sunday, a raid of several villages in the Bethlehem area led to the arrest of 4 men, 2 of whom were brothers. In Beit Omar, Hebron, a 19-year-old was also arrested and had his personal computer confiscated. On Monday, 9 more Palestinians were arrested across the West Bank in pre-dawn raids in the regions of Hebron, Nablus and Bethlehem, and 3 teenagers were also arrested in that Dohol town west of Bethlehem as they returned from a sports event in the evening. In Khan Yunis, Gaza, a dawn raid occurred on Tuesday after armoured vehicles entered the area. Shots were heard, with damages being reported to several homes with no injuries. At the same time, troops invaded Kufr Kadum village near the northern West Bank town of Kalkilia and arrested several residents, including Anas Baham, Rifat Baham and Abdullah Rajab, aged 20, and Abdul Anwar, aged 21. A fighter of the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, was killed on Tuesday evening after clashing with Israeli soldiers just east of Gaza City. Ismail Al-Ayyah, 23, was shelled in an attack which led to his death and the wounding of 3 others. Back in the West Bank, extremist Israeli settlers set fire to the Bakrin Mosque at dawn on Wednesday at a village near the city of Salfit. Several armoured settlers invaded the village to light the fire, but managed to only damage the entrance to the mosque and then proceeded to set ablaze several cars. On Thursday, a separate group of extremist settlers opened fire at a group of Palestinian shepherds in the eastern hills of the West Bank city of Nablus. 4 settlers approached them near the village of Yanun, shot at them with automatic fire. The shepherds took shelter from the attack and none were hit. The settlers also hurled stones at the flock of sheep they were tending. Over in Gaza, the Israeli Air Force assassinated 2 fighters of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas, after firing missiles at their car in the centre of Gaza City on Thursday. The 2 were identified as Sobi al-Bajj, 21, and Izam al-Bajj. Their bodies were severely mutilated and several bystanders were also wounded. Another strike occurred this morning at Friday dawn, resulting in the death of 1 Palestinian, 38-year-old Bajad al-Zaylin, and the injuring of 17 others. Many of the wounded were members of his family, including his wife and several children. For IMEMC News, this was William Gibson.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.